When we talk about the prophecy of Jesus, nobody ever prophesied that Jesus would return in year 2000. But we have to say that he's coming back this year. Because in the past 50 days, years, we're in the end days. The Lord will come back within 50 years. Let's read a few passages together. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21. Let's read verses 9 and 10 together. Let's read them together. One of the seven angels who had a seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came in and said to me, "Come, I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Here it says, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. I will show you the wife of the Lamb, the bride." And then he was carried to a great and high mountain. And when he was there, he did not see a bride, but he saw this huge city, the New Jerusalem. Let's read chapter 21, verse 17.
与虚谎的事总不得进大城只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才能进去
Verse 27 of the chapter.
这个才能进去这个小点啊小点就是说原来没有这几个字的这一座城
And for this city, only people whose name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then they can allow to come in. Let's read Hebrew 11. Let's read 11:1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。 古人在这信上得了美好的证据。好，我们再读第八节到十节。Let's
read verses 8 to 10.
亚伯拉罕，他的信，奉召的时候，就遵命出去，将要未业的地方去。出去的时候，他不知道往哪里去。他的信，就在。
所应许之地，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、以利、约拿、亚各一样。我们是looking forward to the city with foundations, the architect and builder.
都是存着信心的，并没有自导所依去许的，却都远远的在自己的国家乡，他们若想念，我离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们有信心，有更美的家乡，他们有更美的家乡，所以神为他们预备了一座城，这个在天上的，应该翻作是属天的。Here
a heavenly home means a home has heavenly nature. Let's turn to 2 Samuel. Chapter 5. Verses 6 to 10. The king and his men marched to Jerusalem
to attack the Jebusites.
耶布斯人听大卫说，你若不出辖子，绝不能进这地方。大卫不能进去。然而大卫应许他的保障，就是大卫的臣。当日大卫说，谁攻打耶布斯，让上帝高动他，我心里所恨恶的瘸子。
从里有如意说，在那里有瞎子瘸子，不能进屋去。我们再回到希伯来。Let's
go back to Hebrews.
希伯来第十二章
Chapter 12.
20节，verse 20 to 29节。
Because they cannot bear what was commanded, even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sky was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear."
For
you have come from Mount Zion to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly to the church of firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Jesus.
比雅各的学生说的更美，你们总要谨慎，不可戏谑，像你们那样。They did not escape
when they refused him who warned among earth. How much less will we return away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, he shook the earth. But now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The word once more indicates the removing of what was shaken.
Created
things so that one will not be shaken, may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. So worship God, principle. With reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. When you come to the end of the Bible, the condition to be revealed, that God has finished his work in man. At the end, the new Jerusalem will appear. And that is our glorious hope. And that's the destination we all long for. A lot of people, when they study the word New Jerusalem, they always ignore an important point. The angel said to John, I will show to you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Therefore, that's the revelation of the bride. And John was then carried in spirit by the angel. And what he saw was this huge city coming down from heaven, the New Jerusalem. It's 4,000 miles in its length, its width, and height. Even till today, it's impossible to have a city like that. You see, cities usually built on the land. 因为 it's on the land, how can you be such a high and huge city? But this here, the city here is just a type. It's a symbol that refers to the bride. Because that bridal lamb is so great. And that's the end result of God's word, which is the lamb will have his bride. So when John was trying to look at this bride, he saw this beautiful city, which refers, speaks of the bride. And that city tells us the nature of the wife. Therefore, pay attention to the revelation of the New Jerusalem. And that is the revelation of the bride. We all will become part of the bride. That's why Paul says, I have been wedded you to Christ. Who else has sent you away? And the Lord is keep on working. Abraham was the very first person who saw the vision. In Acts 7 it says that glorious God appeared to our forefather Abraham. That's the time God showed him the New Jerusalem. And in Hebrews 11 verse 8, it says Abraham was looking forward to that city with foundation. That city really has drawn him close. He understood the vision that he saw. And that will be the end result of the work of God through thousands of years. God works on me. God works also on you. He works the life of the bride on each one of us. And also do away with our fleshly defaults. At the end, we all will become that great bride. Therefore, in Ephesians 5, Paul talked about the bride. It's that Christ loves his church. And he laid down his life for the church. And through the word and water, he will cleanse his church to be holy. And present to him this holy church. It is without spot and blemish. It is holy and without defect. Therefore, we have to know we are interrelated when we pursue the Lord. One day we shall become part of the bride. And when this bride appears, and that is the goal of all of our pursuits. When John saw that city, and there are two kinds of reactions. On one hand, he's waiting for the city with foundation. But what said afterwards is even more important. Whose builder and architect is God. And then Abraham continues to say, therefore, when they were on earth, they live as their strangers and aliens in a foreign land. Children of God, after we are born again, we live in the church. Why do we have to do this? Because the foundation of the bride is in the church. For God is the architect. For God is the builder. What is God doing? In the past thousands of years, God is doing a great work. which is working on us lowly and fallen people, and we filthy sinners, He is working on us to a point that He can see that new Jerusalem on us, the great bride to be. A lot of times I think God has great faith on us. I don't even have that kind of faith for myself. And I look around, I try to see if I can see bright on any particular brother or sister. But with all His efforts, God is doing this. He's building on us. So that we can have the life of the bride. That is the work of our God. God doesn't have any other purpose or work other than this. A creation of the whole world is too small a matter for God. But He wants to do something great, which is the appearance of the bride. Therefore, He keeps on working. He worked on Moses. He worked on Paul. Those are good people. Also, insignificant people like us. He is the builder and the architect. If we truly see the vision of the new Jerusalem, we will have two types of reaction too. One is that we know we are just a traveler on earth. We're just a stranger in this world. Our home is not here, but it's heavenly. When we truly see that, the first natural reaction is to recognize that this world is not my home. A lot of people testify to this when they are saved clearly, and they will sense this great change the very next day. There are things they really loved very much before. They were like pursuing all these earthly things before. Once our eyes are open to see the glorious city God's working on, and then we realize we actually belong to there. And that is our true home. The world is not my home. There is this hymn written by black people that this world is not my home. I actually translate that into Chinese. And at first, when I was doing that work, I thought not much truth in there. Yeah, I was very touched by the song. And I have no other friends like you. If heaven is not my home, then where should I be? Oh, this world is not my home. It's such a strong feeling, that song. Do we have the same sense, brothers and sisters? I was saved when I was in Shanghai. I was a freshman in college. Shanghai was a great city. I lived in Shanghai. Actually, I was a very simple person. I only had two hobbies at the time. One is to read, one is sports. But there are still many other things that attract my heart. Yeah, these two are my favorites. When I was saved, the next morning, suddenly I realized these things have nothing to do with me. They are all past. I no longer belong to the world. I am a child of God. And then I really feel that I'm a stranger of this land. I'm a stranger. Even though I have a nice house, but I stay here for one night or two, and tomorrow I'm going forward.
把这个房间看看那个油漆的颜色不顺眼。
Therefore, I won't pay too much attention to the decorating my house or color of paint.
我重新油漆一下啊。
So I need to repaint the house.
我看看他们的沙发摆的也不顺眼。
And I don't like the way sofa are set.
我重新给他调整一下。
And I try to change the position.
啊，这样的客人下次呢不要接待你了。
And no one will dare to receive me into their house as a guest in the future.
我们不是这样。
Yeah, we're not like that.
我们一生走过去。
Through the days of our life,
无论在什么地方,
it doesn't matter where we are.
我们都是一个寄居的人,
we'll always be a traveler.
什么都没有兴趣,
we have no interest in things.
什么都不能吸引我们的心,
nothing can attract our heart.
我在这里是过路的人,
I'm just passing through.
我知道我的方向,
well, I know where I'm going.
我知道我的标杆,
and I know where my mark is.
我正要走向我们属天的家乡,
I'm marching toward my heavenly home.
这么大一座
Such a great city of God.
形容那个幸福的围吧。
It's used to describe the greatness of the bride.
我们祖宗间最后就爱和连接。
And our final relationship with God is the unity of love.
我们起头的时候就这样。
That's the same relationship when we first are born.
我们这就在晚上。
The night that we're born again.
耶稣基督的爱在我们里面。
The love of Jesus Christ comes in.
我常常从前传福音的时候
I remember when I used to preach gospel
我们虽然没有见过他
I say even though I never saw him with my eyes
却是爱他
But I love him
因为信他
Because I believe in him
就出来满有荣耀的大喜乐
That I have this joy beyond description and full of glory
你有能不能爱一个没有见过的人呢
Are we able to love someone we never saw
只有我们神的儿女就是
Only children of God have that kind of experience.
我告诉你一个人怎么可爱。
I can tell you how lovely a person is.
我告诉你一个人他怎么个样子的。
And how he looks like.
他多伟大。
And what a great things he has done.
你们都要爱他。
And after I finish describing this person, I say, love that person.
不可能的事。
I would say that's virtually impossible.
弟兄姊妹们，因为现在我们讲到是灵界的事。
But now we're talking about spiritual things.
当我们信他的那个刹那。
From the moment we believing in him.
圣灵。带着耶稣基督住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our heart with Jesus Christ.
我们头一个反应，一个爱进来。
And our first reaction is that we sense a love has come in.
什么都不可爱。
And nothing else is as lovable.
我们爱一位没有看见过的人吗
？Can we love someone we never saw?
我们看见。
Yes, indeed, we saw him.
不是外面的肉眼看见。
Not with fleshly eyes.
是里面的那个属灵的眼睛看见。
But the inner spiritual eyes.
所有见过耶稣的人
All those who have seen Jesus
却有一个不爱耶稣的
All fall in love with him
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我常常说我们在人肉身之间
That's why I say among men
有男的有女的
And women
完全不一样
The relationship can be very different
男人和女人的差别多大
Men and women are very different
但是当我们一起跪下祷告的时候
But when we kneel down together and pray
没有男女分别
You don't sense that difference of sex. It's like all the men become like women. We all sense there's only one great man in the entire universe. That's Jesus Christ. He is the groom. When I was in Shanghai, I had a lot of good friends. Especially I was in the basketball team. And I have very two close friends. And when I was saved, and first of all, I forgot about them. And there was this huge radio in my room. And every day at 5:30 p.m., I have to listen to a program. Yet, I totally ignored this existence for about 8 months.And I also forgot about the program that I used to listen every day. About 8 months later, I suddenly realized I had that radio in my room. I tried to turn it on. It was broke. It was broken. After 8 months, it was rusty. So I just forget about
it.
I no longer needed that radio. When I went out, when I was walking, I sensed the love of Jesus in my heart. When I got on a bus, I just feel the moving power of His love. I only knew how to sing one song. What a great change in my life. Ever since Jesus came into my heart, that glorious being has enlightened my soul. Ever since Jesus came into my heart, that was only so I knew how to sing. And the bus would start rolling. And I just feel His closeness. I will sing that song in my heart. And I was filled by the Holy Spirit the moment I was saved. And while I was singing, I feel the overflowing of the Spirit. To the point I forgot I was on a bus. I forgot I was actually on earth. So gradually I was make sounds. I didn't know I was singing out loud. And it got louder and louder. And suddenly the bus stopped. And the people realized I was singing. They all turned around and looked at me. I was so embarrassed, so I got off the bus even though before I reached my stop. And that love of Jesus is the greatest life of ours. When we are in sorrow, the love stays with us. That's the love of Jesus. Even though we never saw Him with eyes. But on the other hand, Peter says, who said I never saw Him? My inner eyes are open. He is so real to me. Dear brothers and sisters, therefore the meaning of the new bride means all of us come to Him. We all become His bride, female in nature. I have this best friend. He came to see me. He came to visit me 3 times, and each time I was kneeling down and praying. Because we're good friends, so he never bothered to knock, so he would come in without knocking. And the third time when he stepped in, he stood next to me and looked at me to a point he couldn't bear anymore. So he pushed me on the shoulder and I looked up. Oh, it was him. It was him again. He said, you know, you're a big man now. How come you're saying, oh, Jesus, I love you? And no one is as lovely as you are. He said, you even say that in tears. I got all the goosebumps on me. You're not like a man anymore. I said, you don't understand. Wait until you are saved, you'll be just like me. Who is the one we love the most? Only one. Jesus Christ. We don't see Him with our own eyes, but we love Him. After we see Jesus, we may not see the vision of New Jerusalem. What does it mean to see the vision of New Jerusalem? That's in the faith. And there are two departments. And in Colossians chapter 1, according to your spiritual understanding, you may come to the full knowledge of His will. You don't have to have a great experience to know that. And suddenly our hearts just got enlightened. Suddenly we understand the meaning of New Jerusalem. Yet the faith is talked about in Hebrew 11. hope, faith is the assurance of things we hope for. It's a certain of what we did not see. About 30-some years ago in Manila, I was in a church. We had a 7-day conference. Actually, 10-day retreat. Because that it happens on the holidays of the Holy Week, which they got 7 days off. We went upon the mountain of Baguio. It was very cool up there. Because Manila is usually very hot and humid. A lot of Christians went. And in that meeting, the Holy Spirit worked mightily. In the first meeting of gathering, the Holy Spirit worked mightily among us. The one who was translating for me, he was in tears. And gradually, the power of Spirit moved around. And the entire congregation was in tears. Dear brothers and sisters, that was a very marvelous meeting. And after the meeting was over, a lot of young people, they all have just had it that had me to say, write something on their Bible for them. It's okay to do it for a few, but when there are like almost 100 people came along, then I would just write the same sentence. Faith is assurance of things we hope for. And evidence of things that we do not see. And some may say, you forgot on me. Look, you have signed on my Bible too. Actually, I gave the same verse to everyone. And this faith is talking about the hope we have. The assurance, the substance, the substance of things we hope for. It's very hard to translate. It's like we're standing in a distance from something. And I try to see Taiwan or Peking. It will be impossible to do that. It means to actualize suddenly the things that we cannot see. Actualize something before our eyes. And this is a higher level of experience. It's the assurance of things that we do not see. Faith is an assurance. And the Holy Spirit in us is the assurance. I truly hope in the coming 3 days, the people will be filled by the Holy Spirit. To be filled by the Holy Spirit. The first thing will happen to us that God becomes real to us. When I was baptized by the Holy Spirit, will I just rise up and say, I don't feel anything? Then the problem is you are not really baptizing the Spirit. Can you tell me you don't sense anything if you come out of water? You sure will sense something. You will feel wet all over. Likewise, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, once you receive it, your whole body will be filled by the Holy Spirit. Then we will say, Lord, you are different from before. You are so real to me now. I can forget about everything else. But the Holy Spirit will testify in us, Christ Jesus. Will lead us to walk on the heavenly way. Every spiritual thing becomes real to us. When we talk about the love of the Lord, it is so real within us. And it's different from this love. Because this is a holy love. It's holy but real. It's like Jesus kindled a love fire within us. And gradually we start making progress. And you feel this love expanding us. And you feel this love comes to you all the time. To a point. It becomes a habit of ours. That when we turn ourselves to the Lord within, you feel His love coming out. It's like a little effect, it expands to the wider range. Until to a point that our whole body, every corner is filled. It fills my mind, fills my will, it fills all my feelings. My entire soul is occupied by His love. Therefore, it's important to have spiritual baptism. Even though without spiritual baptism, we can be saved. And we can be good Christians. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be further strengthened. And now we want to share with you the calling of Zion. We talk about the New Jerusalem. What is the difference between Zion and the New Jerusalem? We don't have to pursue the New Jerusalem. Because one day we're all going to be part of it. Whose name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life will be part of New Jerusalem. But Zion is the secret of overcome. We need to pursue the Lord to be in Zion. We have to march towards Zion. In Psalms 84, because those who long for the way to Zion will pass through the valley of tears. And that God will cause the autumn rain to fall. And it will become a place of spring. And then from strength to strength, we are all going to reach Zion before God. Therefore, the word Zion is often mentioned in the Bible and always has spiritual meaning. For non-believers, it's very hard to understand. Yet, the word Jerusalem is pretty easy to understand. The first time Zion was mentioned in the Bible is at the time of David. When he was trying to take over the Mount of Zion. And the enemies who dwell in the Zion, they thought David could never come in. Because there's no such battle. They said, off those lame and blind will easily ward him off. Therefore, David said, who can cast out those blind and lame for me? Go through the water shaft. It was a very spiritual description when the first time we talk about Zion. What does warfare have to do with blind and lame? And they're all in pitiful condition already. But David at the time represented Jesus Christ. And he was a very merciful man. But he was saying something spiritual in meaning. He said, who can cast out my enemies, those blind and the lame? He was talking about the spiritually blind and spiritually lame. That's the work of enemies. Through our blindness and lame, he tried to stop us. I did not see Jesus.
我也没有信耶稣。
You may say, I do not believe Jesus.
开始到这个洛杉矶的住下来的时候。
When I first arrived in Los Angeles,
开头几年。
The first few years,
我常常在外面答应人家邀请。
I was invited by other congregations.
他们到几个州联系来，这个开一个夏令会，开一个那个九月的那个老。
A lot of times they may have to retreat by several states together during summer or around Labor Day. And later on, I stopped doing that. I have to stay in one place and build up the work. When I was traveling, it was very interesting. When I first met some brothers and sisters, sometimes I even wonder, are they truly saved? Sometimes I even wonder if they truly believe in the Lord, because their condition doesn't look like it. And the Holy Spirit worked mightily among them when I worked there. And one time I was meeting with this famous preacher. He is being received up by the Lord. Both of us were invited as guest speakers. They actually proclaimed that we had invited the two best speakers from California. I was about to preach for nine times, and he will preach for three meetings. But he was more famous than I was. I think he wasn't happy about it. And when I was preaching on the third one, and I look around, a lot of people at that time came from Hong Kong. And if you have preached gospel on campus, you have experience like that. People from Taiwan are older. People from Hong Kong were younger. And they didn't know much. They had no idea what Holy Spirit it is. And I saw the hundreds of young people there. I just feel the love of the Lord for them. At the end of the first meeting, and you see some revival there. They are talking to each other and says, I never heard a sermon like this. They didn't even hear of the term Holy Spirit. Therefore, the second meeting when I preached, I felt the power of the Holy Spirit went out. Even though they did not know the Holy Spirit, they sensed a power among them. And on the third night, I said, those who want the Lord, come up. Suddenly, all of them came forward. It's like a half circle in front of them. I feel the Holy Spirit was in that, within that half circle. I knew within. When our inner eyes are open, spiritual things become very real to us. When I saw them coming forward, and once they reach the half circle, they fall down. And they will fall down from different areas. And when they fell, they will be filled by the Spirit. Some people didn't even know why they start speaking in tongues. A lot of testimonies were given afterwards. A brother says, I was standing there and closed my eyes. I was debating whether I should go out. I was very touched. I wanted to go. But I hesitated whether I should do it or not. What if not many people went forward? Should I go? He said, while I was struggling, and I opened my eyes, I was the only one that stood there. Everybody else around me had gone forward. So I rushed forward. And I reached them, and I fell to the ground. I thank the Lord. From that day on, I had to work extra hard because a lot of people are waiting to share with me. They actually are on the waiting list to talk to me up beyond meeting time. And the pastor was like guarding what we're doing. And every time when they come in and talk to me, they didn't want to leave. Yeah, but there's another person waiting outside. When they try to urge other people to leave, but when they come in and talk to me, they didn't want to leave. Finally, the pastor says it's 2 a.m., guys. And Brother Z will speak tomorrow, too. Well, why don't we stop now? So that's why they give me a nickname, Iron Man. Because I had to preach two times a day and also talk to these people way beyond midnight. You know sometimes how foolish college students are? And no one is strong as iron. I'm just in my flesh. It's because the power of the Holy Spirit. Just give me some time before the Lord, I will be re-strengthened. That when the Holy Spirit revives this dying body. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to know the success or failure is determined at Zion. Zion is a very mysterious place. Every time the Bible talks about Zion, it's very spiritual. And David took down the city of Zion and becomes the city of David. And Israelites move into Zion. They become the people of Zion. And they are greatly blessed because they overcome. Therefore, people staying in Jerusalem may fail. It's kind of troublesome in the church. Because everyone is different. Some people love the Lord very much. Some people are great overcomers. But this is not something written in our head. Some people may be very cold. They don't even bother to come to the meeting. People in Los Angeles are really spoiled. We can't take heat or cold to the extreme. When the weather is cold, people stop coming to church. What kind of juice we can have when we see Jesus one day? Lord, I didn't go to that important meeting. Why didn't you go? Because it was kind of cold. One day we'll face the Lord for this. When you try to invite other Christians, I tell you a secret. When I reached the age of 70, actually tens of years ago, the Lord did something wonderful on me. He took away several diseases that have been bothering me for years. Therefore, I become physically stronger each year. I think I'm strong, better and healthier than when I was mid-age. I went to Taiwan, I shared with co-workers there. Let's just work hard for another 10 years. And reestablish the testimony. But he says, wow, 10 years we can do a lot. In the past few years, the Lord gave me a new disease. It's something that never runs in my family. I have this high blood pressure problem. And my family doctor, time after time, he warned me, you shouldn't eat this. You have to exercise, to walk. You have to lose weight. At least 10 kilograms. I said, that's 22 pounds. Then what would I become?
Oh.
And I knew he liked
me.
And one day he almost got angry at me. So I said, doctor, I respect your professional opinion. But you made a mistake. I come here because I respect your opinion. But I have this true belief in me. And I just have no fear. So I will not refuse to do it. Tell you, I will have peace even if you tell me I die tomorrow. So don't get mad next time. And 3 weeks ago, I had a little stroke. I lost all my sense and consciousness. I was sitting on the chair and I fell to the floor. I had no idea. And I completely lost the memory when I fainted. And then Brother Timothy Lam was next to me, so he tried to pull me up. He says, dangerous. He said, I said, what? I said, Brother Lee, did you know you just fainted? I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I had no idea what happened. Therefore, I have this feeling once I reached the age of 70. I said, Lord, you have taken all my disease away, but you allowed for me to have a new one, which is high blood pressure. 10 days ago, my doctor called me. He said, the risk of high blood pressure is that without any warning or feeling, it comes just like that. And there are 4 strokes you have had, which are mild. You don't know when you're going to have the next stroke. You have no idea whether it's going to be a strong one or a mild one the 5th time now. I said, doctor, you have said it so well. You have just reminded me. He was happy. He thought I took his advice now. Because I said, Lord, I'm your hand. According to my physical strength now, I think I live up to 80. But considering the problem of my blood pressure, I think I can die any time. Therefore, I need to make my effort to serve you now. Therefore, I give myself a very busy schedule to write books. Because my time is limited. I'm like not like others, because I don't know when I'll be taken up. If the Lord gives me another 10 years or so, I can do a lot more. But I don't know if I can, I'll be able to speak at the age of
80.
Well, I still have strength to write. Can I still walk anymore? Therefore, today is my chance. And I put 2 more books into publication. Every time I was writing those 2 books, I was afraid I'd be taken up before I finished. So I had to concentrate and make value of my time. Sometimes I really like to take a break. But I was afraid I wouldn't be able to finish it. But the Lord gave me strength. I will wake, sometimes I woke up at 1 a.m., I will start writing. Or at 3 a.m., I will start writing again. I have to say I'm still physically pretty strong. And my doctor he got confused one time. He forgot how old I was. So I said, "Doctor, do you know how old I am now?" He looked at me. I said, "Do you know I'm much older than you? I'm more than 70. Do you know that?" He said, "Are you in your 70s? I'm sorry, I really didn't realize that. Let me measure your strength. Hold on to my grip. Try to grip as tight as you can." He didn't know I'm kind of tricky. I knew where to press and make him ache. And once I did that, so I said, I agree with the shaking hands with him. And I hold on to those important spots. And his face got twisted. I said, "Well, is this enough?" He said, "Enough. Let go." He said, "Well, you are pretty strong." Before the Lord, I'm different. When I preach, you better come listen. Because you don't know where I'll be half a year from now. And I will pursue the Lord with you on earth. And all the children of God are my burden. Dear brothers and sisters, let's overtake the Mount of Zion, cast out all the blind men, and open people's eyes, and cast out those who are lame, and so we'll give people the strength to walk on the heavenly way. I really love this hymn, "May the Lord grow in me." The strength you give to me day after day. The Lord is our daily strength. Cast out all the blind men and the lame. And take over the Zion. We all have to march toward Zion. This is very important. Therefore, whether we succeed or we fail, I don't know when the Lord will take me or when He's coming back. It's the time when we think it's without any trouble, He comes back. We know we are in the last days, that's for sure. In 1948, when the Israelites restored their country, the Lord says, then He is standing at the door. It's been 50 years now. I really cannot believe that He will delay for another 50 years. We probably are the last group of people who will see with their own eyes He's coming back. Whenever we think of about His return, we have to pursue with all our might and confess that, "Lord, I'm in a pitiful condition. What can I have to serve You?" A lot of people don't even bother to serve. Dear brothers and sisters, study carefully the last few chapters in Matthew. The Lord keep on talking about success versus failure. In chapter 24, He talked about the time when the Son of Man stood by the door. He talked about the things of rapture. He said, two people are on the bed. One will be taken up, one will be left. Two people working in the field. One will be taken up, one will stay. Two people on the bed means the people that have close relationships. One being taken up doesn't promise the other one will be taken up. And people work in the field means they are co-workers. But one will be taken, one will stay. In chapter 25, Jesus said there are 10 virgins. Five are wise.
5个是愚拙的,
Five are foolish.
其实他们相同的点非常强烈。
Actually, there are a lot of common characteristics among these ten.
这里面说童女都是爱主。
Version speaks of people that love the Lord.
雅各说众童女都爱你,
Just like Jacob says, all virgins love you.
四道童女都是分别为圣的。
Virgin are the people that separate themselves for the Lord's sake.
都是不爱世界的,
there are people that do not love the world.
第三节他们这些写什么都是等候出来的,
and these ten virgins were all waiting for the coming of the groom. We'll say, wow, these are good Christians.
但是半夜有人声呼喊,
but in the middle of the night, there's someone calling.
新郎来了,
here comes the groom.
五个童女灯都有油,
yeah, there are five virgins. There's light, there's oil. There's oil in their lamp, but there are five without oil.
五个有油的童女,
the five that have oil in their lamp will enter into the joy of the groom. And that's the original content. Not to come and share his joy, but actually enter into his joy. Yeah, the other five were shut outside the door. And in chapter 25, also said those who serve the Lord together, some may have one talent, some have two talents, some have three, five talents. Those talk about the gift that God gives. When God, Jesus returns, those who have five talents receive praise. That they are good and faithful servant of God. And the one who have two talents also receive praise. Yet the one who have one talent failed. Because he never made good use of the talent. God has given us his life and his talent. Once we're saved, we can always bring another one to be saved. We can do things within our capability. The Lord gave the person one talent and also a towel.
他说主啊, 我知道您是个残忍的人啊,
yeah, this guy says, Lord, I know you're a cruel man.
没有用的地方你要收,
the things that place that you didn't harvest, you want to reap. And the place you did not sow, you want to gather. Therefore, I put the talent you gave to me in this towel.
主说,
but the Lord says, you evil and lazy servant. So he took over what he had and gave to one that got 10 talents already. The towel was used to wipe his sweat when he worked. But instead of working hard, he wrapped the towel with the towel. The Lord says, you are so lazy, you could have put that money in the bank. And the bank speaking of God's church. Come and walk with other Christians. Why are you so lazy? That's the difference between success and failure. There are so many instances in the Bible. A lot of times we fail and we suffer greatly because of failure. But when the Lord returns, and the new Jerusalem will not appear until 1,000 years after that. But all the overcomers were going to two places. One is the wedding banquet of the Lamb. The other one is the kingdom of 1,000 years. That's why Jesus said you have to strive to enter into the heavenly kingdom. You have to be violent in order to enter. He said you really have to strive to enter. Only a person with that kind of determination and attitude can enter. And those who have gone up to the Mount of Zion are different too. Each one attending the banquet of the wedding of the Lamb may be different. But at least they all make the passing score. The kingdom of 1,000 years speaking of reigning with the Lamb of God. Inside the kingdom, we still have different capacities. The spiritual capacity of Paul will be better than those of the 12 disciples. Peter could not boast the fact that he had seen Jesus. He could not boast just the fact that he was number one that called. God didn't say, Jesus didn't number the other disciples. Paul never even saw Jesus with physical eyes. I believe Peter would not argue like that in the heavenly kingdom. Yeah, people staying on earth may say that a lot. How many years have you been in service? Have you ever studied the book written by Watchman Nee? You know, actually, I have heard a sermon spoken by him. I think I'm more spiritual than you are. Dear brothers and sisters, let's not judge others. Because it's God who judges. On the wedding banquet, you may sit next to Brother Newton,
Amazing Grace,
the one who wrote the song Amazing Grace. I knew his story. I would be so embarrassed sitting next to him because I just barely made the passing score. And I say, you know, I really love the song that you wrote. We're all going to be different. Even though we're in the kingdom reigning with the Lord, we still have different spiritual capacities. Therefore, in that 1,000 years, Jesus did not just want them to enjoy the reigning power. He will still continue to work on each one of them. He will perfect them and so that everybody... So when they go into Jerusalem, they still be different. Everyone will still be different in Jerusalem. How about the people that fail? Like those five virgins got shot outside the door. They're in the dark, gnashing their teeth. And that revealed our condition. And they were not, people read the Bible, they were not afraid. And the Catholics believing there's this refining hell. So the Lord will never put us in the hell. Darkness? Do we have darkness today? Do we know when we're in the darkness? Of course, that day we'll be remaining in the darkness. We'll be gnashing our teeth and regret it. The short lifespan, and we didn't make good use of it. Now ahead of us is 1,000 years of darkness. One time when we were in Taipei, there were four elder brothers. We were having breakfast together, and afterwards we read the Bible together, and we read it, the darkness of 1,000 years. And this senior brother was very gifted in preaching gospel. And he was a lovely man. Yeah, he sometimes spoke carelessly. He dozed off easily. He loved to sleep. So he asked me, you think we can sleep in those 1,000 years of darkness? Well, I think it's okay if we can sleep in that darkness. I said, are you going to sleep for 1,000 years? No, let's not talk about it now. Because it's useless. Even though we may be shut outside the door, but the Lord still continues to work on us. Even though we're in the darkness, He continues to work on us. Otherwise, 1,000 years is a long time. Many things will happen. At the end of the 1,000 years, all of us will enter into the New Jerusalem. That means all the saints. Yeah, each saint may also be different. Some are overcomers. in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3. He keep on calling overcomers. Every time you refer to a church, he will call overcomers. And at the end of the Church of Philadelphia, it's a mind to buy eye salt to heal your eyes. To buy the refining, the gold that's refined the fire so that you become rich. And the next calling was even greater. He said, I stand by the door and knock. He who hears my voice and opens, I and him, he and I will sit together. Overcomers will sit with the Lord on his throne. These are a figure of speech. On his throne are overcomers. The cream of the top. They had no distance from Jesus. They followed the Lord without limitation. They will sing a new song together. A song earthly people could not sing. At the end, overcomers will sing a new song. They will sing their lifetime experience following the Lord. And that's something we cannot copy. Some songs sound like thundering. Some are like the roar of rushing waters. Some are like the sound of harps. When I was reading this, I said, how can all these sounds be harmonious? The sound of thundering, the roar of rushing waters, and also their harp is playing hot. I can tell you it will be in great harmony. When Martin Luther came out and sing, it must be like thundering. Fanny Crosby will be like the harpist. We cannot imagine Fanny Crosby sing like the roar of many waters. And you will question, that doesn't sound like her. And based upon our lifetime experience, we'll sing a new song. What if we have no experience? What if we have no experience? We may have the experience of being saved. That's why Paul says, the sun has its glory, and the moon has its own glory, and stars will have their own glory, and even each star has different types of glory. If we only have one experience of being reborn, I cannot say you are without light. But it's very hard to see. Because people around us, some are like the light of sun, some are like the light of moon, some are like stars. We are very dim, just like the firefly. You may say, that looks like there's light. But when you try to focus, you don't see the light. That's just my own personal interpretation. But we have to press on with the efforts of thousands of tens of years. We don't go forward by ourselves. But the whole church move forward. We have to pray that we have an overcomer church. In Shanghai, the church that Brother Ni was serving, that was a great church. He never boasted about that he was an overcomer. But other church, people from other church all knew the spiritual climate is in the church of Brother Ni. One day he had a sharing. He said, if we are the pioneer of the Lord, and everybody else is weak, pioneer are the strong soldiers. We have to go take over the mountain. Once we take over, And we stick the flag of the Lord on the top of the mountain. You look around, there's nothing but enemies around us. And our own soldiers, army are way behind. He said, what can we do now? One thing we can do is pick up the flag and go back to go join our army. Or just refasten the flag. No matter how hard it is, no matter how much criticism, our flag has to stand. The army of soldiers may be weak, but when they see the flag of the Lord, they will march toward this direction. And I really know how it feels. When I first came to LA, when I first had our own meeting, the Lord gave me a few words. In half a year from now, you have 80 members. When I came to Los Angeles, I was by myself without any help. And I have about $100-some in my pocket. It's exhausting after one night stay at hotel. But the Lord ordered me to come to LA. I have a lot of friends in New York and some in San Francisco. I only had a widow friend in Los Angeles. She was a Christian going to Presbyterian church. She came to pick me up at airport. And she found this motel for me. And she gave me $400. She really loved the Lord. So I took it. And the pastor came also. And he was not a great pastor. And there are things we only two of us know. He brought $1,000 to me. He said, this is a gratitude from church, for you never take any money from us. And suddenly I knew I should not take that $1,000. So I said, brother, why don't you use the $1,000 for your own work? My Heavenly Father is very rich. Don't look at me because my luck is so light. I have everything I want. The pastor understood what I meant. So he left. I was very thankful because at least I got $400. And I sat down and prayed. And the Lord said, don't take money from a widow. I said, Lord, how come you said that? So when did I use the money of widow? Well, I didn't want to argue with the Lord. If I don't return those $400, I'll be in trouble tomorrow. If I don't obey, then I might as well jump into the ocean. And that dear sister came to visit me next day. And I said, dear sister, I really don't need money. She said, you know, I really meant it. I said, I thank you very much. I appreciate your love. But please take back the $400. Because I have no need. So the $400 left. I tell you, it wasn't easy. And at that time, I don't see any other help. I could only trust the Lord and move forward. Every day I needed miracles. And the Lord said one time, within 6 months, your member will increase to 80 people. And your year will be 150 people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I have that gift. And I shared that prophecy with co-workers. And 6 months from the first day, I happened to go into the Far East. I went back to Taiwan. And a brother came from Taiwan. And I took him to San Diego. When I returned home that day, a female co-worker was so happy. She said, Brother Z, you left today. And also, there are two absent. Yeah, we got four guests coming today. And I counted the number of congregation was exactly 80 people. I said, well, remember, at the year end, we'll have 150 people. And then we will split and we'll have another meeting in Montreux Park. Dear brothers and sisters, how can we do things just according to our own will? Let's follow the Lord faithfully. And sure enough, at that year end, we have 150 people. Dear brothers and sisters, our success or failure has a very important consequence. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says we have not come to the Mount Sinai which we can touch. And that mountain refers to the time of law. But we have come to the mountain of Zion. Again, it's a spiritual description here. And that's the city of the living God. And that's the heavenly New Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ is the mediator. And also the souls of the righteous men who made perfect. And the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Abel was the very first overcomer in the Bible. Yet he could not compare with Jesus. The blood of Abel complained to God. Yet the blood of Jesus forgives all sin. And also through his blood he gives himself to us. And he has this beautiful plan for each one of us. And every plan is so delicate. So that we can be made perfect. So we can overcome. And enable us to go to the banquet of 1,000 years. Don't let the Lord work on us outside the door. Don't let him work on us in the dark. That's something very serious. Jesus, if he's so gracious and he will not punish us in those 1,000 years, it's just enough suffering just to stay in the dark for 1,000 years. Even though he still makes us perfect that way, then we will not come close to those people or make perfect in the wedding or the people who were made perfect in the kingdom of 1,000 years. But eventually he will make us perfect. When the time of New Jerusalem comes, we all going to be different. That's this huge city. And the overcomer sits on the throne of the Lamb. The Lord and I and the Lord. That's the realm and actualization of Emmanuel. We become the closest companion with the Lord. We become the people that represent the bride. And that's 4,000 miles long. And on that 4,000 miles, according to each individual measurement, make sure we don't stand at the edge of the city wall. It's hard to see the Lord that way. And that's something going to happen in eternity. It's all going to be final. I'll just share with you the outline tonight. Well, dear brothers and sisters, we have to press on forward. We shall pray for God's church. We need to have an overcoming church. When we are with our brothers and sisters, We have this interpersonal relationship.
保罗他没有说他的启示能力最大。
Paul never boasts about that he had the greatest vision and revelation. But he said to the church, if you can stand still by the Lord, we live. You are our crown. You are our joy. Therefore, the life of Paul tightly knitted with the life of children of God. After the coming 3 days is over, we have to press on this way of overcoming. Let's sing a song together, 151. Let's listen to the music for the first sentence and let's sing it together.